Begin the current daf, Masechtas Megillah daf Chav Tes. Begin on the bottom line, the last word on Chav Chesam Abeis, where the Gemara continues a related discussion from the previous daf, discussing that which of people that learn Torah, Tane Hilchasa, Tamid Chacham, as it came into, you're not allowed to use a shul for certain purposes, for a eulogy, for a funeral, but for that of a Talmud Chacham you're allowed to. So on that, a similar theme relating to Talmud Torah and regarding Hitzas Ames, regarding a funeral, the Gemara brings Tanabam Lin the Brisa, as a continuing time of Chavtesim and Aleph. Mevatlin Tama Torah, we stop the learning of Torah, Loitzos Ames, to take out a dead person, meaning for his funeral, Ulachna Sakala, and to bring in the bride, which means to escort her from her father's household to where the chuppah is, to where the chasna is taking place. Amro Lovel Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that they say regarding Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shai Mevatl Tama Torah, that he would stop his learning of Torah, Loitzos Ames, which one is taking out, one's taking in, Loitzos Ames, to take out a dead person, Lachnas Akala, and to bring in the Kala. Now, Bamed V'mum, when do we say this, that you stop learning Torah for a funeral, is B'she'in Shem Kol Tzarka, if there's not enough people over there. Avayeshem Kol Tzarka, but if there's enough people, Eimavat, and then you don't stop learning your Torah. It says, the Gemara V'kam Kol Tzarka, how much is enough? So Amrav Shmuel Ba'inya, Mishmei Derav, it says, Teresa Alpha Gavri, if there's 12,000 men, V'shita Alpha Shippur, and there's 6,000 blowing shofars, as which is, you know, brings up the mourning and the sad feelings. Some say, you know, it's Tresa Alpha Gavri is 12,000 men, Umina Yushita Alpha Shipari, and from those 12,000, 6,000 have a shayfer. That's the minimum that there has to be for then a person not have to stop his Torah learning to go to the funeral. Ulamar, he gives a different interpretation. This is Kagur Dechaitzi Gavri. For example, if there's a wall of men, Me'avula, from the gate of the city, at Sichra until the Beis HaKfars, until the cemetery, which is where they eulogize, where in Talmudic times the cemeteries were out of the city, there's so many men that there's a wall of men from the city gates until where the cemetery is, where they eulogize, that's enough people. Sheshes Amar, he says even more. He says, Kinsinasa, it's as the Torah was given, Kach Netilasa, that's how it's taken away, which is every single Jew correlates to a letter in the Torah, he has Torah inside of him. So, manasi nasa b'shishim riba, just like the Torah was given to the Jewish people with 600,000 people, after the tilasa b'samach riba, so to when it's taken away, it needs 600,000 people. That's how many people there has to be, and that's considered kol tzarka, then one wouldn't have to stop their learning of Torah. Now, hanamili, and when do we say this? That's laman de kar b'tani, that's for someone who learns chumash and mishnayis. Av laman de masni, but someone who teaches to others, less le shira, then there's no measurement, then there's no amount, meaning, then even if there's more than 600,000 people, one would still have to go to such a funeral and stop his learning of Torah. Tanya, we learn the Brisa, Rav Shimon ben Yochi Omer, he says, Boi re'ei kam chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, come and see how dear are the Jewish people in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebachal malkam shegalu, because wherever they go into exile, Shechin Iman, the Divine Presence is with them. Galu Mitzrayim, Shechin Iman, when they went into exile into Egypt, the Divine Presence was with them. Shetamak, it says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, says that, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hanigloi Niglesi Lavesa Vicha Beyesim Mitzrayim Begamer. Didn't I reveal myself to your father's household in Egypt when they came to the house of Pari? So we see that divine presence was there in Egypt. Hashem went into Galus with them. Galu LeBavel Shchinimam. When they went into exile into Bavel after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, the divine presence was with them. Hashem says a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says that so says Hashem, your Redeemer, the Holy One of the Jewish people, Lamanchem Shilachti Bavela. Because of you, I sent to Bavel, but which could also be read as Shulachti. Because of you, I was sent to Bavel. The divine presence itself went into Galus with the Jewish people. Now, there are different Gersais that actually add on Galu LeEdom. When they went to the Galus that we're in now in Edom, that Shechin is also with them, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Miza Bome Edom Chametz Begadim, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's also in the Galus of Edom. Now, says the Gemara, Vav Kshin Asidin LeGal Shechin Imam, also when they're ultimately going to be in exile, the Divine Presence will always be with them. Shnei Mak says the pasuk in Devar, says Veshav Hashem Lekecha Eshevuscha, which literally is translated, Hashem will return your captive ones. But Vaheshiv Leinim, it doesn't say Hashem will return, meaning going on another element, on another person. Ela Vishav, it says, Vishav Hashem Akecha really is read as Hashem, your God, will return, and Eshevuscha could mean with your captives. Malamed, this comes to teach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shav Imon Mebein HaGolis, so Hashem himself will return from amongst the exiles with them, with the Jewish people, because he's in Galus with the Jewish people. It says the Gemara, Bebavel Hecha, and this is why we're bringing this Gemara of wherever the Jewish people go, the Shechin is with them. because it will relate back to the halacha of our previous mishnah, of our previous staff, regarding the batik and the siyas, the sanctity that a shul has. So Bavel Hecha says the Gemara, and where exactly in Bavel is the divine presence? In the shul, in the basic knesses of Hutzel, that's where divine presence is. And Ubebe Knishta, and in another shul, the Shavu Yasev ben Arda, which its name was Shavu Yasev, which was Narda, but also Shav means destroyed and Yasev means rebuilt, because what it was is that Yechanya, who went into Galus from Eretz Yisrael with all those with him, they rebuilt that shul in Bavel when they went to Galus by the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, from the stones and the earth that they brought with them from Eretz Yisrael, to fulfill what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki ratza v'decha safanav v'safari chayinenu, they desire so much the land of Israel that they want even just the stones and the earth from that. So that was the shul that was destroyed and rebuilt in Arda and Bavel. That's where the divine presence was with the Jewish people in Bavel. Now, says the Gemara, v'leite mahach v'hacha, don't say it's in both shuls at the same time, in Hutzel and in Arda. Sometimes in here, but sometimes over there. Now Amabai says, tastily, it should come to me a reward. The chimur chikna parsa, when there was a far, even that of a parsa from the shul, ayal no metzil nahasim, I went in to go pray over there because, like we said, the divine presence over there in that shul. Moreover, the Gemara tells Avud Shmuel v'Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi, have a yasu b'knishta de shaf v'yasu ben arda. They were sitting in the shul of shaf v'yasu ben arda, which we said that oftentimes the divine presence is over there. As Yishchina, so the divine presence came over there. Shama kol riksha, so they heard the noise of the commotion. Kama benavku, they got up and they left because the Shechina came in. Now Rav Sheshes, who was blind, have a yasub be kanishta shafi yasub nada. He was sitting once in the shul of shafi yasub nada, and as Yishchina, the divine presence came. But like nafik, he didn't leave. So also malach hasharis v'kumav vasilei. So the ministering angels came and they started bothering him, started hurting him. What are you doing? The divine presence is here. You're just sitting over here. So I'm lefan to be sent in front of Hashem, Rebbein Shalom, Master of the World. Olav v'she'ena olav. If there's someone who is scorned and downtrodden, like Rav Sheshes, who he's blind, and the malachim, the angels who are not downtrodden, me nitchem im nei me. Who gets pushed away before another one? Hashem loves the olav, the ones that are challenged. So he said to the angels, leave him alone, let him stay over here. Continuing on this theme regarding the sanctity of shuls, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, so says Hashem, that because I distanced the Jewish people amongst the nations and I spread them out amongst all the lands, so Hashem says, I'm going to be for them as a small miniature sanctuary in the lands that they go over there. So Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, what does that mean? This refers to the shuls and the study halls in Bavel. Again, this idea that we say that it's like a miniature Beis HaMikdash, the Shechin is over there in the shuls when the Jewish people are in exile. Rabbi Lazam, he says, Zebes Rabbeinu Shebavavel. This actually refers to the house of our master, that of Rav, who is the leader of the Jewish people in Bavel. That's the Mikdash Ma'at in the exile. Here in the steam, Darish Ravi expounds, Maidach said, wasn't it the Pasuk at Tehillim that says a prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they say, Hashem, Moin Ata Yisolanu, you were an abode, like a house, for us, B'der V'der, in every generation. What does that mean? This is that Hashem is always has a house for us, that we can be with Him, which are the shuls and the Batei Midrashas. Now, Amabaya, based on this teaching, he says, Mereish havagarisna beveis. He says, originally I used to learn in my house, umatzlina bebe kanishna, and would come to daven in shul for the minyan. But kivin the shamas ladakama davin, but once I heard this, that David Melech says, until Hashem ahavti ma'in besech, Hashem, how much I love the ma'in of your house, the abode, the dwelling place of your house, which, as we just explained before, ma'in means to say the shuls and the batei midrashas. So havagarisna bebe kanishna, so I started learning in the shul itself, because we see how much we love the shul, so not just to come there to daven for the minyan, but also to learn over there in the shul. Tanya, we learn the Brayse, continuing on this theme, Reb Lazar Kapper Oimer says, Asidim bat kinesis bat midrash hashem bebavel, in the future, ultimately, the shuls and the base medrash in Bavel will ultimately be sheyikvu be'eretz Yisrael, that they're going to be established in Eretz Yisrael. Shemot says, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, ki ketavar baharim ukekarmel, like Tavar amongst the mountains, which Har Tavar is a mountain, and like Mount Carmel, so too, like the pasuk there is talking about that Paroi, the king of Egypt, Bayam Yavi will come into the sea. But one thing we learn from the pasuk is that Mount Carmel passed over the sea. It's like just like Har Carmel and Har Tavar passed through the sea, so too Paroi is going to go into the sea. Now, when was that? That was by the time of Mount Tyre. So says the Gemara, V'alig Devar Mekal V'chaimah. Carmel. If these two big mountains, Shlebo Elafisha Lmeitar, they only came into Eretz Yisrael only because it was a moment in history where they just wanted to learn Torah by the time of Kabbalah Satayra. And because of that, Nikvam Eretz Yisrael, they were actually established then to stay forever in Eretz Yisrael. So every shul and every base medrash where people learn over there and they disseminate the words of Torah on a constant basis, all the more so that in that merit they'll be established in Eretz Yisrael. Now, related to what we just spoke about, that Har Tavar and Har Carmel came for the Kabbalah Satara, and once they came over there, which was there in the vicinity of in Eretz Yisrael, so they got established over there. So Darsh Bar Kapar, expounded, he says, Maidav said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lama Taratzton, why do you dance? Harm Gav Nunim, which means, as it's translated, the big, the tall, and huge mountains. So, Yatza Baskal V'Amalham, because the heavenly voice came out and said to them, to those big mountains, that wanted that the Torah should be given on them, that the word Taratzton could be read as two words. Lama Tirtzu Din, why are you coming forth with judgment to take on, to litigate, Im Sinai, with Har Sinai? Meaning you're saying, well, why should it be given on Sinai? So what the Pasuk was telling these mountains were, Kulchem Bali Mumin Atum Etzel Sinai, you're all considered blemished in relation to Har Sinai. Why? Ksiv Hach, it says over here that they were called Gavnunim, which is usually translated as tall and big. But Ksiv Hasim, it says over there, Pasuk of Yikram, when it talks about the blemishes of a person, Oy Gibin Oy Dak, or if it has long eyelashes, which also here is long, but actually the long eyelashes is a blemish. It's not something pretty. A dak or a cataract. So just like over there, the word gibin is a mum, so over here the harm gavnunim was a blemish, and therefore they're saying, loma teratzun, loma tirtzudin, why are you trying to take on Har Sinai? You're considered blemished in regards to Sinai. Sinai that was humble actually is preferable, and therefore the Torah was given on Sinai, not on them. Now, Amr Vashti says, Shema Minna, but one thing we can infer from this is Haiman Diyar, whoever is a Balgai, whoever is hoardy, has a huge ego, that, like we said, that these were Harm Gav Nunim, which literally means, say, the big mountains, Balmum was actually considered as a blemish. Now, the Mishnah said, going back to the Aloha of our previous Mishnah regarding the sanctity of a Beis HaKnesses, in Eisen Eisen Kapendraya, that you don't make the area of a shul, even when it's destroyed already, even in that time, you're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. Which Shigmar explains, my cup and dryer, what's this? You're not allowed to make a shul a cup and dryer. So Amar Rava says, cup and dryer, gishma. Cup and dryer is like its name, like the little translation of the word. Which Shigmar says, my gishma, what does it mean like its name? What's the shayrish? What's the root of the word cup and dryer? So it says, it's commandam, it's like someone who would say, which is a contraction of two words, ademekifna adari. Cup and dryer is ademekifna adari. Instead of going around this whole row of houses, eil baha, I'll go in straight through this house and it'll cut my path through these two alleyways instead of going all the way around. So if the shul is between a whole row of houses, and if you go through that, you'll be able to cut your route, you're not going to make the shul into a shortcut. Now, Amr Bavo, however, he says, Amar Yishvil Meikar. But if there originally was a path over there before the shul was built over there, then mutter, then you're still allowed to continue making that path, even though it's a shortcut through a shul. Moreover, Amr of Nachum Yitzchak, he says, "Hanichnas amanash shaloi lasses kabedrai." If someone went to shul not with the intention of making a shortcut, then mutter lasses kabedrai. Then once you're already in shul, you're allowed to now, because you have to continue going to the market or wherever you got to go, you could go through the other way of the shul to make it as a shortcut if that wasn't your original intention. So to Amr B'chelba Amr Avuni says, "Hanichnas lebesek nesus lehispal." If someone's going into shul to daven, muta lasayse kabadrai, then you're allowed to make it into a shortcut, leave the other exit to go to the supermarket or whatever it is that you had to do after davening. Shemak says the pasuk in Yecheskel. To the contrary, it says, "Uvavoyam ha'aretz lefnei Hashem b'me'adim." When the people of the land came in front of Hashem on the holidays and the Yom Tovim, so haba derech shar tzarfan leishtachves. Whoever comes through the northern entryway to bow down, Yetzi Derech Shar Negev should leave the southern way. Hashem says to the country, I want you to come through my whole place. So I want you to come in one and go out the other. So if you're coming to bow down, if you're coming to daven, then you're allowed to leave from the other side. Now the Mishnah said, moreover, regarding this destroyed base of Knesses, it says, Olu b'yasavim, if grass starts growing over there because it's just a pile of rubble, lo yitlish, one should not tear out the grass, like make it now beautifully groomed. No, m'mnei agmas nefesh, you want people to see it overgrown, people are going to be grieved about that, and that'll help them beseech mercy that it should be rebuilt. Now, that the Gemara has put for Tanya Lunga Braisa that doesn't say that. The Braisa says, Eina Teilusha Machel, you're not allowed to rip out the grass to give it to be eaten, of a Teilusha Manech, but you could rip it out and leave it over there. So says the Gemara, you're right, Kitzna Nam Masdin, when did our Mishnah say that you shouldn't tear out the grass? It means Teilusha Machel Tzan, it means you shouldn't rip it out and give it to eat, but yeah, you could tear it if you're going to leave it over there. Similarly, Tanya Lunga Braisa, just like we said regarding the Alochas of Ashul of a basic Knesset, that you're not allowed to have callous reish, act with frivolity over there, it has to be certain heaviness. So basic kvaras, a cemetery is also, ein noigim in callous reish, you don't act with levity, lightheadedness in a cemetery. Ein marin behen behema, you can't have your animals just graze over there. Ve'im alichin men amasamayim, you don't have a stream of water passing through. Ve'im alachtim men asavim, and the same halacha that we're talking about, you don't start gathering the grasses from over there. And if one did cut the grass, then you burn it in its place, but they covered mason because of the dignity of the dead that are buried over there. So the Gemara says, "Ahai, what's that last statement that we just said because of the dignity of the dead people going on? If it sounds like it's a continuation of the last statement, so kivin shesarvim b'mkayman, but if you're saying that it's talking about, oh, if you did cut the grass, then you should burn it over there, so then my covered mason mikra, how would that be a dignity of the dead? What is that significant about? You're not allowed to take it, you got to keep it over there, but why is that covered a mess? So El Arisha rather says the Gemara, no, it's actually this that it says because of the covered of the dead is going on the beginning of the Braisa, which said, you're not allowed to act with callous reish over there, why can't you do all these lightheaded things? Because of the dignity of the dead over there, therefore you can't have callous reish. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which goes back now to the theme of the previous Perelkim regarding this theme of the topic of our Masechta of Megillah, talking about the Yom Tov Purim, and also regarding the Kriyas HaTorah, which we mentioned in the previous parak. So here's where we talk about what's called the Dal Parashias, which in the month of Adar, there's like primarily four Shabbosim, and on those four Shabbosim, we read four different Parashias relating to the Yom Tovim of Adar and Nisan. So the Mishnah says, Rish Chedesh Adar Shechalis B'Shabbos, if the Rish Chedesh, beginning of the month of Adar, falls out on a Shabbos, so Karim B'Parashas Shkalim, so then you read, from the parasha of Shkalim, which the Gemara is going to explain what parasha that is, but the reason why we do that is that people should know that the Shkalim have to be brought now in the month of Adar, which is the Jewish people would all give a machzah shekel so that they could buy new karbanis, which has to be on the month of Nisan. You start over a new cycle of buying the karbanis hatzibur, the tamid, a musav, and so on and so forth, as it comes from the Jewish people Shkalim. So a month before is when they would start making the announcements. So therefore, we read from the Torah, from the parasha of Shkalim. Chalis b'teicha Shabbos, let's say Rish Chedesh falls out a day during the week, so makdimin l'sha'avah, so then the Shabbos before Rish Chedesh is when you read parasha Shkalim, and then the mafsikin l'Shabbos acheres, and then you stop the second Shabbos, you're not going to then read the second of the four parashias, because you want to have parasha Zachar to be the Shabbos right before Purim, because you want to have parasha Zachar, which talks about eradicating the memory of Amalek, and have that right before the Megillah, which is on Purim, which is eradicating the memory of Haman, which Haman is a descendant of Amalek. So since you're already doing a Shabbos beforehand, before Rish Chedesh is going to come out, if you do the next Shabbos, it's going to be two Shabbos before, so the second week you take an off week, and then the Shabbos after that, which is going to be before Purim, you read Parashat Zachar, as the Mishnah says, B'Shniya Zachar, the second Shabbos of the four Shabbos. Again, if you skip a Shabbos, then it's going to be the third, but meaning if let's say Rish Chedesh falls on the Shabbos, then the next Shabbos you read Parashat Zachar, which talks about remembering what Amalek tried doing to the Jewish people and to erase his name. B'Shlisha is Parashat Parah Aduma. The third Shabbos you read the Parashat regarding the red heifer, which talks about the purification process of people that are Tamei, which is reminding the Jewish people to become pure because they have to bring their Korban Pesach, which is upcoming in the month of Nisan, in a state of purity. And B'Revi is in the fourth Shabbos, it's Achidesh Ezelechem, is the parasha of right when the Jewish people were being redeemed from Mitzrayim. So it says that this is your month, which is the month of a month of Nisan, which over there it talks about the parasha Pesach, which this Shabbos is basically like Barish Chedesh Nisan, which is the fourth parasha of the Dal Parashas, which is then getting ready for the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara Yerushalmi actually has that truth is parashas Achedesh should really be before parashas Para, because on the first of Nisan when the Mishkan was put up, and then the second day of Nisan. And the first day of Nisan is HaChedesh HaZelechem, is the beginning, is talks about Rish Chedesh Nisan. The second day of Nisan was actually when they burnt the red heifer to make the ashes, which makes the purification waters. So actually that's the second day of Nisan. So why is Parshas Parah of Parah Duma before Parshas HaChedesh? So on that, the Yerushalmi says, because since it's the purification of the Jewish people, we want to be makdim their tahara as much as possible. So different parshas parah come the third parsha, and the fourth parsha is parsha sachedush. Now, says the Mishnah, b'chamishis, in the fifth week, where you're ready now in the month of Nisan, chayzen l'kesidra, and then you go back to the appropriate order of what the Kriyas HaTorah was before we started bringing in these dal parshas. Moreover, says the Mishnah, l'chol mafsikin, whatever the Kriyas HaTorah was supposed to be from that day, you stop that reading of the Torah, and because of whatever the Yom Tov is that is at that time, like we're talking about over here, Dal Parshas, where the month of Adar and the month of Nisan, so you stop whatever the Kriyas HaTorah is for this Moed, and so too Rosh Chodeshim, when it's Rosh Chodesh, or B'chanukah B'purim, or B'tanias, by fast, or B'mamadis, which is that they read from Maisa Bereishis, as the Mishnah says later on, Daf Laman HaMabez, or B'Yom and all these types of Yom Tovim, although generally we have an order of what we're learning from, the Parsha of the week, whatever it is, but when it comes to these Yom Tovim, you stop whatever the natural order is, and you bring in, you talk about, like here by the Dal Parshas, you talk about the Yom Tov that's at that time. Now, Tanan Hassam, we learned within the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim, which relates to the opening halacha of a Mishnah regarding the creation of Torah Parsha Shkalim. The Mishnah says, Be'echad ba'adr meshmin ala shkalim. On the first of Adar, the courts make an announcement regarding the obligation of giving the new shkalim, as it continues to be Beis, va'al ha'klaim, and regarding uprooting the plants that have been a hybrid, which is forbidden, that of klaim, of a forbidden mixture of two different species, and now it's recognizable between the grain that's growing, so you have to rip out the klaim. So this is the announcement they make on the Rish Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara wonders, Bishlam ala klaim, we understand regarding klaim d'zman zrihi, because it's a time of the sprouting, which you start recognizing, what's starting to grow as a forbidden hybrid, so that's when they make an announcement, you got to rip it out. But el shkalim anol, and how do we know that we make an announcement regarding shkalim, regarding every Jew giving his machtza shekel on Rish Chodesh Adar? So Amr Tavi Amr B'yesh, he says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Bamidbar, Zois Oilas Chodesh, this is the new Oila, B'chadshai, in its renewal, and the Pasuk says, L'chadshai Ashana, for the months of the year. So the question is, why I say so many times the word new? Chodesh, B'chadshai, L'chadshai. So he says, Amr Torah Chadesh, the Torah says, renew, which is, V'havi Karban Mitrum Chadash, you have to bring the Karbanis, Hatzibur, from the new Truma, meaning, essentially what it's saying is, there's going to be a month, which you have to renew all the Karbanas Oilas of Tmidin and Musafin that the Tzibur has to bring in the Beis HaMikdash from a new Truma. Now, what month is that? That's the month of Nisan, as the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, because we learn in Gezeirah Shavah the word Shana, where it says over here, L'chadsh HaShana, and it says Shana by the month of Nisan. As it says in Shema Yisrael Beis, Rishon Hu Lechem L'chadsh HaShana, what month has the word Shana over there? That's Nisan. So over here, when it says you have to make a renewal of the Eilis Chaydish B'chadshay L'chadshay Hashana, is going to be the month of Nisan. Now, so says the Gemara, V'kivin de b'Nisan b'yakruvim mitrum echadasha. So since the month of Nisan, on the first of Nisan, you have to, the old and new, you can't use karbanas that were paid for by the Tzibur from last year's collection. It has to be from a new collection for this year, starting on the first of Nisan. So Kadmina and Bikarina be'echad ba'adr. So a month before, we start calling out, and that's why we said it's also the Kriyas HaTorah, but the courts make an official announcement on first of Adar, Kehichad Leis Shkam LaMikdash, so that people should bring their Shkam to the Beis HaMikdash, because they have to go get the money to purchase, and starting, you have to be on the ground running on the first of Nisan with the new animals from the new Trumas. Now, says the Gemara, so then Kaman, so who's our Mishnah like that says that we're going to preface, we're going to start already preparing a month before? Obviously, it's the Leker Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why? The Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says, no, the preparations don't have to start a month before. It could be 2 weeks before the Tanakh learned the Brisa. There's a Machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Shoyulin Behilchas HaPesach, Kerim LaPesach. We start asking and expounding on the laws of Pesach before Pesach, Shleishim Yim, 30 days before. So Tanakhama says, yeah, a month before is when you start preparing. He says, Shtei Shabbos. He says, no, only 2 weeks before is when you start asking questions and start preparing. So according to him, you wouldn't have to make the announcement on the first of Adar. You would make it on the 15th of Adar. And our halacha seems to be indicating that it's a month before. Says Gemara, no, fill the Tamer Mishim Gamliel. You could say the halacha is like Mishim Gamliel. Why? Kivin the Amamar, since the master said, Bechamisha Asar Bai, on the 15th of Adar, Shulchanis, the money changers who, they have tables and they are exchanging people's shkalim with their silver coins with prutas. Not everyone has exact change. Yeshin b'Medina on the 15th of Av, did they go out to the people out there in the cities to be available for them to help them get their shkalim? Ubechafe Yeshin b'Mikdash, and on the 25th of Av, they then start sitting only in the temple area, which that's a sign that it's getting very late to give your money for the Trumas Halishka, which is coming up, where they take out the three boxes to go ahead and buy. They're already starting to do the final steps, and people better come quickly, because from that day on, they actually start taking collateral from people that are delaying and bringing it, because it's any day, it's over already. They have to already start buying for the new things. So, says the Gemara, Mishum Shulchan is Kadminin Vikarina. So because of the money changes, that they go out 2 weeks before, which is actually like what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel actually holds. He holds that preparations are 2 weeks before. So the first of Nisan is actually when you have to start from the new ones. So 2 weeks before is actually when the money changers go out. So because of that, of the money changers, 2 weeks before that is when we actually start going ahead and making the announcement, just like 2 weeks before. It's the same idea. Yeah, he usually says it by 2 weeks before, and therefore here also 2 weeks before the money changers is when they start making an announcement. Which the Gemara in first paragraph of Misachim explains the reasoning between this machlekes of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanu, why is it a month or versus 2 weeks? But it's not difficult. The halacha could even be like him that, yeah, we'll announce on the first of Adar, not as a preparation for the first of Nisan, because that's 30 days, but as a 2 week preparation for the money changers who they're out in the Medinas on the 15th of Adar. Now the Gemara says, my parashash kam. So we said that on Rish Chodesh, the Shabbos, if Rish Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, or if it's not, if during the week, then the Shabbos beforehand, then the first of the four parashas, as it's known, the Dal parashas, is the parasha of Shkal. What is that? So actually, it's Machlekes. Rav Amei says, it's in Sefer Bamidbar that says, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'mar talem, command the Jewish people and tell them, as karbani lachmi, etc., the carbon of my bread, which actually is the parasha of the carbon tamid, the tamidin. And that's parasha Shkal, and that's what we lay in on the first of the Dal parashas. Shmuel Amei says, no, it's actually in Sefer Shemais, of Kisisa. When you collect the monies, the shkalim from the Jewish people, which was by the dedication of the Mishkan, that's the parasha of shkal. So the Gemara explains. Bishlam elmanu mekisisa. We understand according to Shmuel it says it's kisisa, which says when you're going to count the Jewish people and they're going to each give an atonement for their soul and they're going to give monies to the Mishkan. So handed the karla parasha shkalim. So you understand why that would be called quote parasha of the shkalim. A shekel is a certain type of a coin. The chsiv bashkalim, because they're the psukim over there talking about shkalim, giving that monies to the Mishkan. Elamando Ames Carbon Ilachman, but according to Rav, that says that the Parsha Shkolim is the carbon of Parsha's Tamid. So some Gersoris take out the word Hacha, but Hacha Midi Shkolim Ksivi Hasam, because it says Hasam. Does it say over there anything about Shkolim? It doesn't mention the word Shkolim, it talks about the carbon Tamid. Why would that be the Parsha Shkolim? Says Igmar, in yes, it's called Parsha Shkolim because time am I. What's the reason why they're bringing their Shkolim? In the month of Adar, which is why we lain that at that time, is Kedreb Tavi, who, as we mentioned him before, he says, because on the first of Nisan, they have to bring their karbanis from the new truma, from the new monies that were given. So that mitzvah of the karbanis is written over there in the Parsha Tamid. Meaning, yes, the shkolim are to bring the, so that you have the carbon tamids from the appropriate funds. So it's about the new karbanis that are going to be coming up in the next month. That's why we're giving shkolim. So the Parsha Shkolim refers to what the ultimate purpose of it, which are the tamidim, and therefore Parsha Shkolim refers to the parasha of the carbon tamid. The Gemara continues asking, Bishlam al-Man Domet Tzavis B'nei Yisrael. So actually, we understand according to Rav's interpretation that Parsha Shkolim is the parashas of the tamidim, Mishum L'Chsivi Karbanis Hasam. So we understand why we're laying it now, because like it says over there the karbanis that the Jewish people have to bring as a whole. And like we said, Kedreb Tavi, like he said, that's the whole purpose of the new shkolim, to bring the new karbanis tamid from the new funds. But according to the one that says it's the parasha and shemais of kisisa, when you're collecting the shkolim from the Jewish people, karbanis miksivi, does it say over there anything about shkolim for the new karbanis? Actually, shkolim ladon miksivi, if you look at those psukim over there, the collecting of the monies of the shkolim from the Jewish people were actually for the foundational blocks of the walls of the Mishkan. The pasuk over there says, "V'lakachtas kesef hakipurim," you should take the monies of atonement. V'nasata yisrael avoid yisrael moed, you give it for the work of the oil moed of the Mishkan. And what are those? That's shkolim that were made, the adonim, which were these the silver blocks that the krushim were put into. Like it says over there, "V'kesef ekude eda," what did they do with those monies? "V'hima askikar kesef letzekes is adnei akedim," it was used for the adonim. So yeah, it says over there shkolim, but that's not the same shkolim we're talking about. Why are we doing shkolim over in the first of Adar? It's for the karbanis that are taken from Machza Shekel, different funds. So how do we understand according to Shmuel why we're laying that on the first of Adar? Says the Gemara, "Could the Tanner of Yesik?" It's actually like Reisa taught in the Brisa that actually Sholish Trumasim. It's actually three different donations that are actually referred to over there in Sefer Shemais, where it says Machzas Hashekel Truma Lashem Yitin. It says Trumas Hashem, and it says Losis says Trumas Hashem. Three times it mentions Trumas. So although explicitly in the pasuk it only mentions like we thought Adonim, but it's not true. There's actually other references, and one of them is the one that we're talking about. And therefore, according to Shmuel, we learned that on Rosh Chodesh Adar. You have Shel Mizbeach LeMizbeach. You have that which was for the ultimate purpose of buying Karbanos Tzibur for the whole year. That's what the reference is, L'chapa Nafshei Seichem. What atonement? It's not the Adonim. It's the Karbanos that they bought from the Machzah Shekel. That is the one that we're interested in for Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's why we learned that on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, there were two others too. B'shal Adonim L'Adonim, which that's explicitly in the pasuk that says that the monies they gave were given for the Adonim for the construction of the Mishkan. And B'shal Bedek Abayis. And Bedek Abayis, then there's a third truma that they gave, which for the, in general, for the temple upkeep, for the funds of the temple, which that actually wasn't like the other two of Machzah Shekel. That was whatever anyone wanted to donate, like the pasuk says in Shema Yisrael, hey, V'yivayu ha'anashim ha'anashim konen divlev, whoever donated gave. So therefore, it's not difficult according to Shmuel. There was another Machzah Shekel, not just for the Adonim, which was for the Mizbeach, which is, again, what we're laning for, and it also says Shkalim. So that's for, we laned that by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now the Gemara continues asking, it says, Bishlam al Amar Kisi, so we understand according to Shmuel, who says that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, or the week before that, in the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, you lane Parshas Kisi. So, and we just explained why that is, because it's Shkalim and also references for the Karbanos of the Mizbeach. But Haini Deshani Ha Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodesh. So we would understand what the Mishnah is pointing out, what's unique about this Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, where we said, oh, that's the first of the Dal Parshas, you lane Parshas Shkalim. Now, every Rosh Chodesh, you also lane the Karbanos of the Temitim. That's part of the Kriyas HaTorah, as we said in the previous daf, of Rosh Chodesh. So we would understand why this Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos is different than every Rosh Chodesh, because you're laning the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Kisisa, of in Sefer Shemais, whereas every Rosh Chodesh, you're doing that of Sefer Bamidbar, of Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. But Almanda Mitzavos Karbani, but according to Rabbi says that what do we mean Parashat Shkalim? It means the Parashat of the Karban Tamid. That's Parashat Shkalim. So then Maishani. Now what are you saying? Oh, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, oh, you're laning Parashat Shkalim. Every Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, you're laning Parashat Shkalim, because it's the Parashat Tamidim. That's part of the Kriyas HaTorah of every Rosh Chodesh. Says so, Gemara, no, Shani, there is a difference. Why? Because the Ilu Rosh Chodashim, every Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, Korashita Binyana Diyem, six out of the seven aliyahs, which you land on Shabbos, they're getting whatever the topic of that week's parasha is. But Chad B'Rosh Chodesh, Shvi, the last aliyah, he'll be laning from the topic of Rosh Chodesh. But Ve'ilu Idna, but now that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, Kula B'Rosh Chodesh. It's only Parasha Shkal, meaning you're only going to lane from the parasha of the Karban Tamid. So although it's the same Kriya, but it's very different, because here you're having all seven aliyahs of the Indian of Rosh Chodesh. But says the Gemara, Hanich Lamandamad, well, that's only good according to the opinion that we bring later on the Perek to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said, okay, so there's the Dal Parashas, the first week is Shkalim, Zachar, Para, Chodesh, those are 4 weeks. And then the Mishnah said, on the fifth week, Chayzin LeKesidron. You go back to the order. Now, there's a machalik, is exactly, actually, what does that mean? So the Gemara is explaining. We understand according to the one that says, L'sei de parashis u'chayzer, that you're going back to the order of the parashis, which is as we lay in a parasha every single week, and we finish on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, where, because up until now, you weren't laying the parasha of the week. You were laying these dal parashis, and you stopped reading the parasha of that Shabbos. So, according to that mandama that says, yeah, actually, you weren't laying the parasha of the week, so you could say, like we're answering right now, because on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, in general, then you're only laying one aliyah from Rosh Chodesh. Oh, but on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, then you're laning the whole old seven aliyahs from that of Rosh Chodesh. So, okay, that would make sense, like we're saying, because yeah, we said that you don't lane any of the parashah of the week. But according to one that says, no, you lane the parashah of the week. What do you mean you go back to the order that was stopped up until now? It means that of the mafter, of what from your reading from Nevi'im. Going back to the order is that of the haftarah. Which, yeah, up until now, we didn't read the haftaris that we usually have after every single parsha. But we didn't stop the parshas, because what it means to say is, up until now, parsha so the Yom Karina, we were reading the parsha of the week. So then, Maishani, we're back to the question. So that means to say, you're not doing old aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh, you're reading the parsha of the week. Since it's the same thing as every Rish Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. What's so unique about Parsha Shkolim of Rish Chodesh Adar? It's always going to be the Parsha of Karban Tamid. Says Gemara, no, Shani, there's still a difference. You're right, you're not doing all the Aliyahs of Rish Chodesh because you don't stop the Parsha of the Week according to that Madamah. But the Ilu Rish Chodesh, in regular Rish Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, Karashita Binyan the Diyam. As we said, six of the Aliyahs is going to be from the Parsha of the Week. The Chad Kari by the Rish Chodesh, and only the last one is going to read from the Parsha of Rish Chodesh. Of the carbon tamid. Now, Vilo Idna, but now in Rish Chodesh Adar the falls on Shabbos, Kari Tlasa Binyan the Diyam, you're right, you're not going to stop the Parsha of the Week, but only three Aliyahs are going to be the Parsha of the Week, but Arba, Karba, the Rish Chodesh, and four of the Aliyahs are going to be about Rish Chodesh. And therefore, that's different than the regular Shabbos Rish Chodesh, there's only going to be one Aliyah. But the Gemara continues asking and says, Meitzvah. The Gemara is from the following Braisa. It says, Rish Chodesh Adar Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, the opening halacha of a Mishnah, if the first of the month of Adar Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, so Karin be Parsha Shkalim, so you read the Parsha of Shkalim. Umaftirin be Yoyada HaKoin, and the Haftar is from the Parsha of in Novi of Yoyada HaKoin. Now, says the Gemara as follows. Bishlam al-Mandam Kisisa, we understand according to Shmuel that says, what is Parsha Shkalim? Parsha Shkalim is Kisisa, that when the Jewish people are giving their Shkalim to the Mishkan. Sahainu de Maftirin be Yoyada HaKoin. The Haftarah, that which relayed of Navi, which was instituted at a later point in time because of certain gzeiras, but the Haftarah was instituted to be similar to the topic that's read in that whatever that's being read on that Shabbos. So you can understand, if you're reading Parashat Kisisa, that the Haftarah is going to be regarding Yayir Da'akayin, the Damile, because then that's similar, because the Chsev, what does the Patsik say over the Malachim Beis? It says, Kesev, Navshes, Erkai, the money of the value of his soul, which is the same idea as the Machtzah Shekel, which every Jewish person is redeeming his value by giving to the Mishkan. So that's the same idea being conveyed in the Parashat of Yayir Da'akayin. But Alamandam as Karban Yilachmim, according to Rav that says that what's Parashat Shkalim? It's talking about Karbanis of Tamid. So me dummy, is that similar to what's being read in Yod HaKoyin? It's not talking about anything about Karbanis over there. It's talking about regarding giving monies to redeem themselves. That's not the same idea. How do we understand according to Rav that the Haftarah would be Yod HaKoyin? So the Gemara, no dummy, it is similar Kidri Abtavi, which as we said, the Parashat of Zeis Eilis Chodesh is referring to Shkalim. Yeah, you're right. The parsha that we're actually reading is about Karbanis. But why reading about Karbanis? Why now? Why Rish Chodesh Adar? Oh, because this is the time when they have to give their Shkalim to buy the new Karbanis from that. So therefore, it's a reference to Shkalim. So therefore, in Yad HaKoyin, it's the same idea, which they're redeeming themselves by giving Shkalim. Then and therefore, it is the same idea. But the Gemara continues asking Meisri from the following Braisa. Chalias, if Rish Chodesh Adar falls out to be Parsha HaSmuchala, in the Parsha of the Week, is actually near the Parsha Shkalim. So Rish Chodesh Adar, that's on Shabbos. We said you read Parsha Shkalim. So says the Braisa, what do you do if the Shabbos that's near Shabbos Rish Chodesh, that Parsha is the same Parsha as Parsha Shkalim? Beim Melefanel, Beim Melecharei, whether it's the Shabbos before Shabbos Parsha Shkalim, or whether it's the Shabbos afterwards. Says the Braisa, so then Kari Naisa, you'll read that from the Torah, and Vakayfa Naisa, and then you repeat it again on the second Shabbos, even though you read it the Shabbos before. But the next Shabbos, you read the same thing. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Mandam Akisis, we understand according to Shmuel that says, what is Parsha Shkalim? It's the Parsha in Sefer Shemais of Parsha Kisis. So Haini de Misrabi, Bahu Zimna. That makes sense. That's around the same time as Purim time, as the month of Adar. It's possible to be that you're going to have Parsha Shkalim at a week before or after Parsha Kisis. So that's what the price is saying. Okay, even so, you're laying it over again the next week. But according to Rav that says it's some of the parasha in Sefer Bamidbar of the Karban Tamid, me Misrami, but who's in the could it be at the same time? That's in Parasha Pinchas, which is near the month of Av, nothing to do with the Rish Chodesh Adar. How could it be the Shabbos before, Shabbos after, to say that you'll have to repeat it? Says Gemara, in yes, it is possible, Lebanei Marav, to those in the West and Eretz Yisrael. Demaski Lidaraisa, because they finish reading the five books of the Sefer Torah. They finish the reading of the Torah only once in Betlashnin in 3 years. They don't do like we do, that they finish it every year and then on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we celebrate, we finish the Torah. They only do it once in 3 years, and therefore it's possible the way they go do it, that it could be when they're up to Bamidbar, when they're in, up to Parashas, the Parashah of the Karban Tamid, and Parashah Pinchas, it could be around the time of Rish Chodesh Adar, and therefore that's what the Braisa is talking about, even according to Rav, that to say that, okay, you'll still repeat it the next week afterwards. But says the Gemara Tanikav Asay de Shmuel. Ultimately, we have a Brice that says, like Shmuel, that Parsha Shkalim is Parsha's Kisisa. Because the Braisa says Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalis b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Kairin Kisisa, and that's the halacha that we lay in Parsha of Kisisa, which that's Parsha Shkalim. Umaftim beYadakayin, as we said, and then the Haftar is a Yadakayin, which is told about the same idea about giving Shkalim to redeem one's own nefesh. Now, continuing on this theme, Amr Bitzchak Nafchi says Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalis b'Shabbos. This same halacha, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So Mitzin Shalosh Torah. So we take out of the Aron HaKodesh three Sifri Torah. And the Karim Behen, we read with them, Echad Ben Yonah Shalyam, so one we read from the Parsha of the Week. The Echad Bishal Rosh Chodesh, one because it's Rosh Chodesh, that of the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, and the carbon of Tamid. The Echad Bechisisa, and one is special, that of Parsha Shkalim, of Parsha Kisisa. Now, additionally, Vamer Bitzchak Nafcha, he says similarly that Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechalis B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out to be on Shabbos. Also, Mavin Shalosh Teres, we bring out three Sifri Teres. For Karmen, and we read with them Echad Ben Yonah Shalyam. One is going to be the parasha of the week. The Echad Ben Rosh Chodesh one is because it's Rosh Chodesh. The Echad Ben Chanukah one because now Rosh Chodesh Tevis is during the 8 days of Chanukah, which we start on the 25th of Kislev. So you also lay in regarding the topic that we lay in throughout Chanukah. Now says the Gemara V'tzrichan, it was necessary to say both halachas of Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Because the Idma Beha, had we only said the second teaching of regarding Rosh Chodesh Tevis that we take our three Sifri Torah, so I would say Beha Kam Reb Yitzchak, maybe only there Reb Yitzchak says that you take our three Sifri Torah. Al Bahach, but on Rosh Chodesh, Adi the falls on Shabbos, actually maybe we'd say Karav Sirili, that he holds a Grav. Dama Parsha Shkalim is Karbani Lachmi. Rav said, what's Parsha Shkalim? It's actually the Parsha of Temidin, which is that of what we learn on Rosh Chodesh. So actually, B'shtei Torah Sagi, then it would be enough to take our two Sifri Torah, because you're only reading two ideas. That of the Shabbos and that of the Karban Tamid, which is anyways you would lean on Rish Chodesh and also for that of Parsha Shkal. That's why he had to say that no, he also on Rish Chodesh Adi you take a three Sefer Torah like Shmuel, who says that the Parsha Shkal is different than that of the Parsha we read on Rish Chodesh. So says Gemara, okay, Vilei Maha, let him only say the first teaching of Rish Chodesh Adar, Vilei Boy Hach, and they wouldn't have to say regarding Rish Chodesh Tevis, where according to everyone, we would agree it's three Sefer Torah. Which that's his idea that you don't roll the Sefer Torah, you take a separate Sefer Torah. You would know that from the first teaching. Says the Gemara, you're right. Chad Mechal Chaverte Etma. One was inferred from the other one. He said regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then the inference obviously is the same thing as by Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Now Etma, we learned that Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chalis Bechal. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis is on a weekday, so here you don't have three Sefer Torah, yeah, but you still have two topics. You have Rosh Chodesh, and you also have it's during the days of Chanukah, which have two different kriyas, two different things that we read from. So Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, Karut Lasa B'Rish Chodesh, B'Chad B'Chanukah. So the first three aliyahs, on Rish Chodesh there's four aliyahs, Chanukah there's three, but Rish Chodesh is four, but you have two different topics to read from. So Karut Lasa B'Rish Chodesh, so the first three aliyahs, they read from Rish Chodesh, B'Chad B'Chanukah, and the fourth one reads from the topic of Chanukah. For Rav Dima Dibin Chayfa Amar, he says, Karut Lasa B'Chanukah, B'Chad B'Rish Chodesh, says, no, the opposite. It says the first three aliyahs read from the topic of Chanukah, which talks about Chanukah Samizbeach, and Bechad Rish Chodesh, and the one reads from the topic of Rish Chodesh, which are the Karbonas. So Amr Mani says, Kavaseid Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Mistabri. It says, more logical, like Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, that the first three aliyahs are from Rish Chodesh, and therefore the lion's share of what we learn from, on if Rish Chodesh Tevis is in the weekday, because the Tadavish and the Tadav, when you have something that's a constant, something that's not a constant, where every single Rish Chodesh we're learning regarding the topic of Rish Chodesh, but that of Chanukah is not so constant. Once a year, the Tadav Kaidim, the more constant comes first, and therefore you're going to lean primarily from that of Rish Chodesh and only the fourth Aliyah of Chanukah. Now, Amr Bavin, he says, Kabasedra Avdimi Mistabra. He says, no, it's more logical to stay like Rav Dimi, that actually the first three Aliyahs is about Chanukah, and only the fourth one of Rish Chodesh, because it says, Mi Garm L'Revi Shayavit. What? Who caused that today, on this day, Rish Chodesh Tevis in the weekday, that there should be four Aliyahs and not just three? It's Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh would lane four. On Chanukah itself, we would only lane three, if it's not Rish Chodesh. So Hilkach Revi B'Rish Chodesh May Mikra. So you have to lane the fourth Aliyah, which, why are you having a fourth Aliyah? Is because of Rish Chodesh. And since we're doing three and one, we're going to have actually three of Chanukah and the fourth one of Rish Chodesh. So that's Gemara. So my Havala, what ended up coming out? What's the conclusion? So Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says, Imash Gichin, we don't pay attention to make it primary that of B'Rish Chodesh, because to the contrary, it's not the primary. The three of Chanukah is primary, and the fourth one is Rish Chodesh. But the Rabbi, he says, no, Imash Gichim Chanukah. We don't pay attention to Chanukah. To the contrary, the primary is Rish Chodesh, and the fourth one is that of Chanukah. The Hilchos says, the Gemara, the Halacha is, Imash Gichim Chanukah. We don't pay attention to that of Chanukah. Rish Chodesh, Ik, and the primary one, when it's Rish Chodesh, Shavis during the weekday, is the primary one, is that of the Kriyas HaTorah of Rish Chodesh.